Adam Cantor is a native of Indianapolis and graduate of North Central High School. He graduated from the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music with a degree in guitar performance and is an accomplished guitarist, as you know from hearing in the reception downstairs. And I want to personally thank you for playing Here Comes the Sun. It's my favorite. You should check out his YouTube channel, Adam Cantor Music. Well, in his fourth year of medical school at IU, Adam had the honor and opportunity to join the AMPATH Exchange Program and learn at Moy Teaching and Referral Hospital in Eldoret, Kenya. Adam is continuing his Hoosier streak and is currently an ophthalmology resident at IU. His story is called The Travel Guitar.
All right, I'll play this in just a bit. You have been accepted to the Kenya AMPATH Medical Student Exchange Program. It was music to my ears. I had long hoped for this opportunity, but I had to wait and found out with short notice that I finally got my shot. And boy, did I get a lot of shots, two in each arm. And then a short time later, I found myself trying to learn Swahili on an app on my phone while I sat on my first of four flights to Eldoret, Kenya. I also had my travel guitar stowed in the bin above me in the airplane. The first chance I had to take my guitar out was at the Tumaini Innovation Center, a place where local street youth are taken in and learn sustainable farming, technology, and other skills that enable them to become leaders and role models in their communities. There were a few guitars there and many eager young guitarists, but no teacher. Now, you can't learn guitar in a day, but everyone already has the tools to explore new sounds and work together, which are fundamental ingredients for forming a band. So we divided roles. One of my new bandmates took over percussion. I showed that the guitar is really a percussive instrument. You can do a lot of tapping sound. And then one of my other bandmates, I showed him this cool technique where you can strum way over here and get this. And then I played some chords and I'll play the result. All I have on my phone here is a grainy recording, but just in a few moments, we were jamming and it was a lot of fun. So here, let's see if this plays. So that was a lot of fun. The most incredible day that I had in Kenya was when I had the opportunity to visit three orphanages in the same day with Sarah Ellen Mamlin. One of them was the Nema school that Dr. Lemons talked about. Three times in a row, I pulled out my guitar and played in front of groups of 15 to 50 kids. I sang funny songs with names like Shake My Sillies Out and Peace Like a River. I also learned a famous Kenyan song. Some of you might know it. It's called Jambo Bwana. And I was thrilled to learn that many of the kids already knew it. The translation is, how are you? I am fine. The visitors are welcome to Kenya. No worries. If any of you know it, feel free to sing along. Jambo. Jambo bwana, habari gani, mzuri sana, wageni, wakaribishwa, Kenya yetu, hakuna matata. So, thank you. All right. It must have been sort of funny that a visitor to Kenya would be singing a song about welcoming visitors. Might have been a little self-serving, but they enjoyed it. Many of these children had lost their parents to HIV, and it was incredible to see how people came together through AMPATH and other organizations to give these children a chance to have a good life. The majority of my time, however, was spent at MTRH in the pediatric hospital on the Opendo 2 team. The wards were large rooms filled with beds, shared by multiple patients and their family. These children were being treated for malaria, HIV, tuberculosis, severe malnutrition, advanced cancer. I did my best to learn this medical system and work with the Kenyan medical students and understand the pathology and treatment for diseases I had never encountered before. Despite an often shortage of resources, I was inspired by the hard work and dedication of the staff and students. And I wondered if I should or could bring my guitar into this place inhabited by the sick and dying. And the answer was clearly yes. Each ward I went to with my guitar burst out in song. The children in the hospital sang with smiles just as bright as the school children outside in the sun. One of my original songs that I played is called Meteor Shower, and I'll end by playing this instrumental piece. It reflects my philosophy on life, that like a shooting star, we are small in the universe, and our time here is over in the blink of an eye. But for our brief moment, each of us lights up the sky, and we are spectacular.
Thank you.